11, chapter 11 of the book of Psalms.
Realize that this book of Psalms is really a beautiful book and it has rich of meaning and things that God wants us to know and to learn. And it's just amazing that how this is written 3,000 years ago. And for our examples, for our understanding, for our knowledge, and to help us how to live our life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Alright, so we have here the book of Psalm, chapter 11. Yeah, let's read this responsibly. We don't stand. No, we don't stand normally, but it's good to stand up and have a good read. Have a good look at these verses together. So it's good also that you can utter some verses. I will say some verses, you will say also your own part. I will read verse number 1, you respond verse number 2, and this passage really to read verse 7, we'll read it together. For Psalm chapter 11, verses 1 to 7. I'll read verse number 1. The Bible says, "In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain?
O Lord, the wicked gain their blood, they gain by the arrow of my strength, that they may produce the heart of God in heart.
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
The Lord is in his temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven, his eyes behold, his eyes watch the children of men.
The Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked, and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth.
From the wicked he shall bring snares, fire and brimstone, and horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup."
Together, verse 7.
The righteous Lord loveth righteousness.
In countenance of the Lord we have cried our Father in heaven. Bless the Lord and be with you this morning. Thank you for the people that have come. Thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness of these people. And I pray, O God, that you continue to make them to be faithful. That, Lord, you will reward them for their faithfulness to you. As you, O God, is a blessing to all the people. You are the source of our blessing. And I pray, Lord, that you will speak to our hearts, even in this Sunday school, and to learn things, how to walk this life for you, and that, Lord, we will be instructed by your words. Let the Holy Spirit come to work in our hearts. Please be seated. This psalm is about our trust in the Lord. This is to show to the world that where we put our trust, it is just in the Lord. There is no one else and there is no other else that we can put our trust and reliance. Our reliance is only in God. This is what really this book of Psalms, only a few verses there, 1 to 7. And it tells us also that this psalm is the Psalm of David. Again, we had number 9, Psalm of David. And number 10 is kind of not known who wrote that chapter 10. But actually, it's very close to chapter 9 also, because it speaks of words that very, similar to chapter 9. So perhaps we can safely say that it is also written by David. But here, chapter 11 is very clear that this is the Psalm of David. And this is the Psalm of David, a very good example. Very good example of the dimension of this king's faith in the Lord. He has faith in God, and he just put that in words here. How he had relied on the Lord and believed that God had the ability to help him and to save him and to destroy his enemies. So he just displayed all this reliance on God. He really has that true faith in the Lord. No one can break it. No one can change his heart about his view of God and his faith in the Lord. It's solid. He has a solid faith in God. And that is, my friend, what is the heart of David. A And that is what we can have also in our Christian life, that we will put our reliance upon the Lord. We will just trust in the Lord. Whatever happens to our lives, whatever happens, whatever lies ahead, just put your trust in the Lord, because when you put your trust in the Lord, you are saved.
Amen.
You have a good future in Him. Because the Lord is the avenger. He has the ability to protect, and He has the ability to provide. So David, this issue of faith in God is really, you know, it's no longer an issue to him. And it's because of his trust is in God, he has no fear of evil forces. Remember, he has a lot of enemies in his life. He is surrounded with enemies. Wherever he turns, there's enemy. And again, despite of the abounding enemies around him, he's not going to fear, because he believes in the Lord that will help him. And that is the foundation of his faith. That is the foundation of his faith. And that is why he said here in verse number 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If his faith in God will be destroyed, he's finished. But the good thing is, he knows that the foundation of his faith cannot be destroyed. He knows it. He knows that that foundation is very strong. So he bravely declares in verse number 4, because there's no one that can destroy the faith. So the Lord, he said in verse number 4, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. The Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that loves violence, his soul hated. So you find here that he understands that God is in heaven. And the Lord has the vantage point. He oversees from above. And he knows from point A to point B, and in between. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows the time. He knows the beginning of time and the end of time, and in between. That is why he can never, miss anything. So that is where David is placing his trust in the Lord. Because God, he said, the Lord tries the righteous. And he said here in verse number 4, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. So that is why he bravely declares that. The eyes of the Lord will behold the deeds of all men. He knows what this person is doing, and he knows that what that person is capable of doing, and he knows what the limitations of every man, and he knows that at the end of this, the Lord will reward. That is why he will just put his trust in the Lord. He will just rely upon God with all his being. So that's the thing here. In verse number 1 to verse number 3, we will find here the attempt of Satan to destroy the foundation. My friend, if you are not careful about your walk with the Lord, Satan will try. Satan will attempt to destroy that faith.
That's right.
He will do that.
Yep.
If he can destroy your faith, he will do it.
Yep.
That is why you have to be, reliant upon the Lord.
Yep.
And put your trust in the Lord.
Yep.
Verse number 1, he said here, verse number 1, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? Now, he understands that every believer, and even himself, He anchors his trust in God. He anchors his trust in the Lord, who in his own mind, in his own heart, believes that the Lord can protect him. He knows in his own mind that the Lord is able to preserve him.
Yep.
And the Lord is able to provide him with need. He was just poor. And he said in one of the Psalms, I am poor and needy. And yet the Lord thinks upon me. You know, you will really enjoy the faith of David. He considers himself poor because he's rich. But he began his life as a poor person. He was still a poor, you know, a shepherd of Jesse's flock. Only a few sheep there. But the Lord from there picked him up and put him upon the throne. And he became one of the richest kings of Israel. And his riches continued on even past those riches to Solomon, which became one of the most powerful kings the world ever known. Now you see here in verse number 1, David has that reliance upon the Lord. He has the faith and he has the knowledge of God, that God is able to preserve him, is able to protect him, is able to provide him by his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And David already has that, you know, reliance upon the Lord. He puts his trust in the Lord. And it is known to the people how he can face God. And yet, David will say to him, flee as a bird to your mountain. He doesn't understand. Why these people will try to destroy my faith in God? These people, even though how strong he put his faith in the Lord, but these people will try. I will tell you, no matter how faithful you are to God, the enemy, Satan, will try to destroy the faith. He will attempt. The enemy here attempts to destroy the faith of David. So every believer has a choice. When we are faced with a problem, when we are faced with adversity, we have a choice. We have a choice whether we will put our trust in God, or we have a choice to attempt to develop our own refuge. When you have a problem, what comes into your mind? You don't put yourself forward and defend yourself against the problem, or run to the Lord for help. Initially, we will face the problem, and we don't call upon God. When problems come, we face it. That's normal. But that's David. David is not. When problems come, he has the ability, he has a king. He has armies, you know, on his disposal. He has armies to send to fight the battle. But he will not do that. He will run to the Lord and seek refuge upon our God rather than develop his own refuge for himself. We are like that. We develop refuge for ourselves. We do not rely and trust the Lord when problems come and when calamity arises. So here, David puts his reliance upon the Lord, and he will trust in the Lord that the Lord will deliver him. And he wrote in chapter 27, in Psalm 27, verses 1 to 3, it said there the Lord said the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Who is there that I should be afraid? David said. He's the king. He did not say, the armies of Israel is one of the greatest armies in the world. Whom shall I fear? the kingdom of Israel is one of the greatest kingdoms of the world. Of whom shall I be afraid? He did not say that. He did not trust his army. Not that he has no trust in his army, but he will not trust his army. He's not trusting his throne as the king of Israel. It's not that it's not trustworthy. He's just putting his trust in the Lord. He places his trust in God. My friend, no matter how stable you are, do not put your trust in the stability of your finances.
Yep.
Do not put your trust in the stability of your strength.
Yep.
Put your trust in the Lord only.
Yep.
Because woe unto the man that trusteth in man, whose arm is his flesh. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Verse number 2, it says here, this is the enemy trying to disrupt his faith, trying to destroy his faith, and you know, to once his faith will waver, and that is the enemy where the enemy can come in and destroy from within. Now verse number 2 it says, for lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If you believe that lead in the Lord, the enemy will try to destroy you.
Yep.
If you begin to live a life that is righteous in the sight of God, for sure you will have enemies in your life. But before you turn to the Lord, everything seems to be good. But when you begin to be faithful to God, you have a lot of enemies coming your way. That's what happened to David too. The devil is fully armed and is ready to unload his arsenal for every unsuspecting believer. You believe in God today? Be careful in your life. Be careful. Be very careful, because the enemy will just about try to destroy you. The enemy adorns himself with, you know, the weaponry, the wiles, the trickery. First of all, he wants to take a faith, because that is, you know, one big defense on your side. That is why he will attempt to destroy it, as it said in verse number 3. But for us also, as Christian believers in the Lord Jesus, we also have our own arsenal.
Amen.
Yep.
We have that armory, not provided by our own, provided by God. And that is the whole armor of God. The helmet of our salvation. We are saved. No one can take it away from us. The breastplate of righteousness. The girdle of truth. The feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And prayer. All of that armory provided by God. That is why, you know, we need to be ready for any assault of the enemy. Be ready to defend, be ready to attack, be ready also to take the offense for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse number 3, notice the verse here, it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You see here, that David here in this verse, he has a fear. He has that fear stems from the fact that he wonders if the foundation of his faith can be destroyed. This is the question. I think this is a question of possibility. Is it possible really for the faith of a faithful person or Christian will be destroyed? If the faith, the foundation of faith can be destroyed, wow, what can the righteous do? So he puts this as a question. Supposing that if there is a person that is weak in faith, if there's a person here that is weak in faith, then the enemy can destroy him. And that is very bad. What can the righteous do? But he knows that that cannot be destroyed. And he knows that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We know that the Lord that lives in us is greater than he that is in this world. That is why the Lord our God has given us the Bible. The Lord has given us the book of Timothy, First or Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, again, the devil and all his cohorts are not able to pull down the stronghold or be able to destroy the foundation laid by God in our heart, because God is greater than the enemy. In verses 4 to 7, we see here that the wicked are destroyed by fire and brimstone, while the righteous people of God will be preserved. Verse number 4, what is that? Verse number 4. It says that the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. As we know from his point of view, we know from God's vantage view, we understand that everything is visible in the sight of the Lord. Everything is, he sees everything, and he acknowledges all the activities of men. The Lord is not surprised of the things that surprise us in this world. God is not surprised. The Lord was not surprised of COVID-19. He knows it.
Yep.
Our God is not surprised of the armory that we have right now, the nuclear weapons. He is not surprised of the phantom jets that the world has produced. God sees all of that activity and all the imaginations of mankind. We understand that our God understands all things. He knows all things. As Brother Paul prayed, God omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. He has all the power, he has all the knowledge, and he understands everything. He evaluates the acts of mankind. He evaluates actions. He evaluates everyone and everything in this creation of his. That is why nothing escapes his sight. In verse number 5, it says, the Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked, and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. The righteous stand in the good graces of the Lord. The Lord has a delight in righteous people. The Lord has a soft heart, soft spot to those people who put their faith in Him. The Lord will give grace and honor. But the Lord also hated the unrighteous. He hated those people who try to imagine in their heart to invade the reign or the rulership of God. And God knows that. And He sees all of these things. And He knows that the way of the righteous, He knows that. But the way of the transgressors shall perish. In verse number 6 it says, upon the wicked He shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of the cup. The Lord shows here the destination of the wicked, the end point. All of this unjust, injustices, all of this unjust dealings of people, all of these things are happening that we know God is not in this. There will be a time to come, and that time will come. The destination of all these things is fire and brimstone. The end of all these things will be hell. The end of all of this will be a place apart from the Lord, away from God. Every person who engages in violent behavior will be punished with a violent tempest. That's what God said. Just look at Psalm 37, verse 20. Psalm 37, verse 20. This is the end of the person that hate the Lord. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke. Shall they be consumed away? The Lord will consume those people who hate the Lord. He will be consumed by a violent tempest. In verse number 7, for the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, His countenance doth behold the upright. God is a righteous God. And because He is a righteous God, He loves righteousness. And He looks with favor upon those people who are upright in heart. Those people that will not imagine evil things. People that will not imagine devices to take advantage of other people. People who only, put their faith in the Lord and give the Lord, give their reliance upon God and righteous in their dealings, the Lord will secure their faith. The Lord will prepare them a place. And He will assure them of a home in heaven. And that is what we want. In John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, the Bible said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. God is preparing a place for you and me. Just wait for that time. Do not fret of those people who prosper in their ways without God. Because those people that are now, you see in them, they are rich, but they have no God. They are just like, fattened down. They are just being fattened for the slaughter. They are prepared for the burning of the fat. But we are not prepared for that. God is prepared you know, a blessing for all of us. I go to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you may be also. That's what God wants. You see, in summary to this, when fear strikes, counter it and let faith strike too.
Yep.
Counter it with faith. And when all fear is erased and when one's faith is in God of the universe, then the Lord will be glorified. When you go through a lot of troubles in this life, it's sad, but if you conquer that, praise the Lord, because there is a, you know, a blessing awaiting for you. And the Lord will make it happen. So therefore, all of us need to stand firm. Standing firm in the foundation of our faith. Stand firm. The Lord is in the heavens. Believe in that. And all of us, children of God, we have been given archery, so we can shoot our arrows of faith and not fear. Fear and faith cannot abide in the same heart. If your heart is full of faith, there is no fear in that. If your heart is full of fear, there is no faith in that. Because faith and fear cannot dwell together in one heart. Beautiful, you know, beautiful Psalm. Psalm chapter 11. Our trust should be only in God. It's power and prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for this Psalm of David. He thought that he was only speaking for himself. He thought this could only happen to himself. But Lord, this happens to everyone that believes in praise the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ for giving us the victory in Him. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the victory. Thank you for the faith, because that is the foundation of our walk with you. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? But Lord, we thank you because this foundation cannot be destroyed. Because you are the one that keeps this foundation. You are the one that lays this foundation in our life. And thank you, Lord, for the reality that when there is faith, when our heart is full of faith, then there is no place for fear. And help us, Lord, to continue. Help us that we can fight our battles and win our battles for you. Bless your people once again, God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Let's take a break.